The truth is, the change has to come from you. The feelings start with you. You are your own fairy godmother.
You're listening to Let's Get Uncomfortable, a podcast where we talk about things that make us a little uncomfortable so that we can grow as human beings. I'm your host, Jolie. I'm a certified life coach, astrology nerd, and I help women stop pretending that everything is fine so that they can reconnect with their intuition and start actually feeling good about their lives again.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 4 of Let's Get Uncomfortable. Today, we're going to take a moment at the start of this episode and do a little thought exercise. So get comfy if you can. If you can't, maybe pause and come back to this later. I want you to think about the biggest, scariest, but still possibly doable goal that you can imagine setting for yourself. Somewhere between maybe that's possible and yeah, right, that's never going to happen. Is where we are aiming for. If it makes you feel slightly nauseous, that's a great sign. Now imagine a morning, let's say 3 months from now. You're waking up, but you haven't opened your eyes yet. You're kind of in that hazy dream state, lying in bed, and you can recall vague snippets of a dream in which a fairy godmother came and waved her magic wand and made your goals come true. You kind of squeeze your eyes shut, wishing the dream had been real. As you open your eyes, what would be your first clue that maybe it was? What would you see? What would you feel? Is it big things or little things that are different? How does it feel to imagine that future? I think so often we're waiting for big changes, for these big moments, for someone to wave a magic wand and fix everything. We tell ourselves things like, if I was 30 pounds lighter, then I would be able to, or if I had more time, then I could finally, or if only I didn't have credit card debt, I'd be able to, or one I hear a lot, which is, I just need more Instagram followers. Then I can tell me what's your if only. You can send me a message on Instagram at The Uncomfortable Podcast, or even better, share it in a post using hashtag The Uncomfortable Podcast. I think you'd be surprised at how many people have the same sort of if only as you do. We wait and wait and wait for these big things to happen, and we think that when they finally do, everything will be better. Hooray! We can fix the stuff. We can make the changes. We can finally be who we want to be. One day. But right now, we just have to wait. Except, do we? What if you didn't need any of those big things to get the change you want? What if you didn't need a fairy godmother moment? What if I told you that actually, even if you got those big things, you wouldn't get the result you're after necessarily? That's probably not what you want to hear. But the thing is, waiting for those things just gives us a really comfortable excuse for staying where we are right now. It puts the blame on outside forces, and it also gives them all the power, which means we never really have to examine our role in why we're staying stuck. The truth is, the change has to come from you. The feelings start with you. You are your own fairy godmother. You don't need to lose weight. You don't need to change how you look. You don't need more time. You don't need more money. You don't need more certificates. You don't need a better planning system to get the feelings that you want. Whatever it is that you're thinking, if I get this, then I'll feel this, it's just not true. The only thing you really need is to just be you, to step into the power that's already within you. Reclaim it, own it, trust it. But how? I can hear the collective voices shouting at me. Okay. I understand it's easy for me to say, not necessarily easy to put into practice, but it's simple. It starts with a belief. It starts today, right now, in this moment, with you adopting the belief that you are capable, worthy, and enough. Honestly, think about any problem you're facing right now. What changes when you look at it through the lens of that new belief? Let's say you're struggling with creating your first course or offering a new service. You probably sat there feeling stuck, feeling like you don't know enough, wondering who are you to teach this thing. You're trying to figure out new tech and going down rabbit holes of obsessively researching, or you're just procrastinating completely and not really doing anything. You probably find yourself with the same few tasks still on your to-do list at the end of every week. I've definitely been there frequently. And so I know that eventually you'll just convince yourself that you're not ready to do this new scary thing and you'll talk yourself out of it and give up. It's kind of a self-perpetuating cycle. You believe you're not good enough, then you don't do any of the actions, and then you go, see, I wasn't good enough. And we kind of get an odd satisfaction out of proving ourselves right. So let's try to not go down that path this time. Let's instead stop that negative self-talk and instead adopt the belief that you're totally capable and good enough. And let's get odd satisfaction out of proving this new belief to ourselves. How would a person who believes they are totally capable and good enough tackle the problem of creating a new course? Well, they would probably just sit down and write the thing and trust it's good enough and that it can be tweaked and improved as they deliver the first round. I mean, that's literally what beta rounds are for. Or let's say you want to raise your prices, but you're struggling to believe that anyone will pay you more money. Or maybe you're able to dig deeper and see that it's actually a belief that you're not good enough to charge more. This often sounds like, who am I to charge X amount of dollars for this service or for this product? So if you hear that phrase in your head, know that you can interpret that as a belief that you're actually not good enough or worthy enough. So you could sit in indecision, start feeling resentful about the work you're doing because you feel underpaid, but also too scared to ask for more, and eventually get burnt out. Or you can adopt a new belief, the belief that you are worthy and enough. How would a person who believes they are worthy and good enough tackle the problem of raising their prices? They would just do it without a second thought. Can you see that you don't need to wait for external circumstances to change so that you get the feeling you want? You don't need a new training to give you the feeling of being qualified to teach. In fact, if you have a core belief that you don't know enough, it's more likely than not that even after the training, you'll still feel that way. Because changing your feelings has to come from you. And one way of doing that is by doing the actions first and then letting the new beliefs and new feelings follow after. By doing the actions, you start to prove to yourself that you are the person who can do those things. You are the person capable of doing those things. You are a person worthy and valuable enough to have those things. So start there by asking yourself, how would I tackle this problem differently if I believed I was worthy, capable, and enough? And then keep going.
Now it's over to you. Let's keep this conversation going. I would love to hear your stories and your thoughts, whether you agree or disagree with me. You can share them over on Instagram. If you do, be sure to tag me at The Uncomfortable Podcast, which helps me see your post, and use the hashtag The Uncomfortable Podcast so that other listeners can find your post as well. Or if you have questions or a topic you would like discussed on a future episode, or thoughts or advice you want to share with listeners, you can also send in a voice message. You'll find the link to do so in the show notes of this episode wherever you're listening, and it's also linked up in my bio on Instagram at The Uncomfortable Podcast. Lastly, if you've enjoyed this episode, please share this podcast with your friends and leave a star rating and review. It really helps this podcast get found by new people, and it lets me know that you like what I'm doing, which is always appreciated. I'll be back next week with a new episode. In the meantime, let's all go out there and get a little uncomfortable.